Our online news partners, Honolulu Civil Beat, have our reality check today. Reporter Claire Caulfield has a story about agroforestry. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, so agroforestry, is that what just trees for food?
Yeah, so it's just kind of an academic term for what Pacific Islanders have been doing for centuries and centuries, growing medicine and edible foods, plants in really densely packed areas.
So you were at a conference or a workshop that talked about this.
Yeah, it was a two-day workshop in Waimanalo, and there were dozens of people, mainly farmers from places like Fiji and Hawaii Island, who came to learn how to plant their own food forest or agroforest.
So is there a trick to this that's different from what, you know, Pacific Islanders have been doing for so long?
Yeah, so this is more just, I mean, Pacific Islanders centuries ago had the benefit of having really, really lush forests. They didn't have to start from scratch. But a lot of farmers now have to start from a bare plot of dirt. They don't have decades for this huge forest to grow. So this workshop was about the science of how to kickstart that process. And yeah, you need to plant ground cover so you're not pulling up weeds. You need to, you know, layer the forest, some really tall trees, some medium crops, some fast growing crops as well, so you can recoup your initial investment, because a coconut tree is really expensive. So there's a lot of like real hands-on, real world tips for these farmers at the workshop.
So it's really kind of how to have an orchard of trees, I guess, but be more efficient about it.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, efficient in the sense that per, you know, square foot of soil, you have 5 or 6 or maybe 7 different crops growing in that area, where traditional monocrop agriculture, you'd only have one.
And so tell us about this workshop. Where did it take place? And were you out there, you know, getting your hands dirty?
I was. Yeah, I got a nice sunburn from it. It was out in Waimanalo. It was a day and a half. And yeah, everyone, the first day was just learning a lot of hands-on tips from how to make your agroforest economically viable, kind of the history of it. And the second day, we went and planted an actual agroforest. And so, yeah, we were pickaxes and digging trenches, whole nine yards.
Well, it's interesting because, you know, we were hearing a lot about how we need to plant more trees to help with carbon offset, you know, just to be greener all around, because we're losing our tree canopy.
Yeah, so that was actually some of the reasons that people were there, maybe not farmers, concerned community members, some students. Yeah, some were there because they wanted to plant more trees in their own backyard and they wanted to offset climate change or help combat climate change. Some people were there for, you know, political sovereignty reasons or food security concerns. They say, you know, if we had our own trees, we had our own food supply here, we wouldn't rely so much on food from the mainland. And then some were there for economic reasons, wanting to make more money from their plots of land or their backyards.
Yeah, as I mentioned, you know, we're hearing so much about trees, and I know there's that one community, I think in Ho'ula, that has planted a lot of ulu trees, breadfruit trees, just to protect their community and make them more resilient.
Exactly. Yeah, there were people like that who just wanted to grow food in their backyard or from on the big island. If another hurricane comes or a typhoon comes, they say we want to be able to feed our families.
So is there an efficient way of harvesting trees that they talked about?
Yeah, so that is kind of one of the detriments of agroforestry, is it's not as efficient in the sense of monocrop agriculture. You can't go bring a combine harvester through a forest and get all of your stuff picked really easily. So it is pretty heavy on the human labor needed to scale up an agroforestry to feed entire communities.
So it's interesting. So you're kind of meshing the old and the new.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's a lot of really new technologies. We know a lot, science back up on how to bring these plots of land up to a really dense agroforestry than we used to. But, you know, it's melding traditional practices with some of this new tech to scale it up for sure.
So what happens now? You have this workshop, you get these farmers excited, and then what?
Yeah. Oh, a ton of them are planting their own agroforestry. I talked to some farmers from the Big Island who were going back, and that very next day, they started, you know, redesigning their new forest, redesigning their land to more densely plant crops, and then even some retirees who are converting their little vegetable plots in their backyards to produce much more food.
Yeah, and I know on your website, you've got a number of interviews, so people can click on those links and actually, you know, listen to the podcast, right?
They can, yeah. This is for a podcast that I host called Are We Doomed, where I answer people's questions about the environment. So this episode was about food security and sustainable agriculture.
Okay. Well, thanks so much, Claire.
Thanks so much, Catherine. Have a good one.
All right. That was reporter Claire Caulfield with today's reality check. Go to civilbeat.org to read more about it.